VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia is preparing to admit that missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed, according to reports from two American news organizations. The stories quote sources who say Khashoggi's death was an interrogation that went wrong. CNN reports that those behind the operation may have intended to kidnap Khashoggi from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and take him back to Saudi Arabia for questioning. The stories say the Saudi report is expected to say that the operation that led to his death was carried out without official clearance and that those behind his death will be held responsible. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday designated five groups as top transnational organized crime threats, targeting them for stepped-up prosecutions by the Justice Department. Sessions ordered prosecutors to use tax and firearms laws and other means to prosecute the groups and their members, which include the Lebanese Hezbollah and the Central American Street Gang, MS-13. Facebook on Monday told the Reuters news agency that it will ban false information about voting requirements and will fact-check fake reports of violence or long lines at polling stations ahead of next month's U.S. midterm elections. It's the latest effort to reduce voter manipulation on Facebook. The company has stopped short of banning all false or misleading posts, which would both increase its expenses and leave it open to charges of censorship. Links to discouraging reports about polling places that may be inflated or misleading will be referred to fact-checkers under the new policy. This is VOA News. The Al-Nasib border crossing between Jordan and